the possibility of wind energy in the port of Argentia. Ben, is it viable?
Well, we'll find out, hopefully. I mean, it would be a pretty great project on the outset right now, but of course there's still a lot of work to be done. But the Port of Argentia has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with Clem Geo Energy for the purpose of investigating the viability of commercial wind resources on port lands. Following that review, the team hopes to develop a 60-megawatt renewable energy project. I reached CEO of the Port of Argentia, Scott Penny, in his office. What can you tell us about this MOU?
Well, what I would say is that we've had a lot of interest in the port and its physical characteristics and environmental characteristics. And, Clem Geo is one that we've had multiple discussions on and have met with on several occasions. And they see a real potential and viable opportunity to create a 60-megawatt onshore wind project here in Argentia. And we feel the same way because over the years, we've seen the characteristics of this area as being very supportive and able to produce the wind that's required to produce a renewable energy.
So now with this MOU signed, what does that mean for this project going forward?
Well, for us right now, what it says is that the Port of Argentia is open for business. We are trying to diversify what we do. Everyone will look at the last month as being, with the downturn or the impact on the Husky project. But well before all of this happened, the port, prior to my arrival, has been looking at ways to diversify and go where the puck is going and be ahead of the game. And that's where we're to right now. We've basically are telling the industry that we are open for business. We have a tremendous land mass. We have a tremendous wind resource. I can tell you that the wind here is unlike anything I've seen and felt. And for us, we're basically saying that we have got an MOU in place, I think, with a very reputable company. And for us, we want to look and work with anybody who wants to evaluate our site. We have a tremendous landmass, and we want to avail of much as we possibly can.
Yeah, and what would this mean for the Port of Argentia to have something like this happening there, but just the area as a whole as well?
Well, for us, I mean, what it does, obviously, it will create employment. It'll put us on the map in the sense of, being a viable site to produce wind energy. And that's very important. I mean, I think it's very clear that the world is moving to a renewable and green solution. By no means is this us turning our back on the oil and gas industry. The oil and gas industry, I don't think, is going anywhere anytime soon. We have some of the cleanest oil that can be used. But we also have to diversify. And I think there's no better time for us right now to diversify into this sector and grow our revenues, diversify, bring in new proponents, create jobs, and potentially, an energy port. And that's a critical goal for us, and that's where we want to be. And so for the area as a whole, a great, great opportunity. I mean, our ports are second to none. We're ice-free. We've got great shelter, water depths that are unparalleled. And so to have something on land and take advantage of the land mass that are here, then that only is great news for the whole area.
Scott Penny, CEO of the Port of Argentia, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks, Ben. Have a great day.